Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, tech managers. In this episode of the PeopleStack podcast, I'm going to talk about 8 signs that you're getting terrible career advice. Stay tuned. Hello, PeopleStack tribe. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, career coach for tech managers, and we are here to help tech managers like you to build your dream careers, to command premium salaries of 200K a year or more while you live lives where you have so much free time, you're making so much of an impact that it's like, this is the dream. Pinch me, is this real? And we know that a lot of you are struggling right now and you're wanting to get unstuck in your career. You're feeling like you're hitting a career ceiling. You're feeling like, I know I can build this momentum and I just don't know how. And that's what we're here to help you with. So today I'm going to talk about the 8 signs that you're getting terrible career advice so that you can kindly ignore that advice and finally put your time and your energy and your focus into taking actions and getting the advice and getting the recommendations that are actually going to help you create the career outcomes that you want. So, without further ado, the number one sign that you're getting terrible career advice is that it's free. It's free advice. And free advice is worth every penny. And I know a lot of you are getting career advice from your friends. It's free advice. It's worth every penny. Friends or colleagues. I also know a lot of you are looking into hiring a career coach. In that case, if they're giving you free advice, it's worth every penny. If they're charging you, actually, if they're undercharging you, then that should be a huge red flag. Because if the career coach that you are thinking of working with is undercharging, which means that career coach does not know how to own their worth, how are they going to help you own your worth so that you can evangelize your excellence and get a raise, get a promotion, land a hell yes job? Free advice is worth every penny, folks. The number two sign that you're getting terrible career advice is that it's from an amateur mentor. So you want to get professional advice. You want to get advice from an expert, from someone who is trained in helping you create the outcomes, take the actions, make the shifts that are necessary, the strategic shifts, the mindset shifts, the behavioral shifts that are necessary, building the new habits that are necessary in order to get unstuck in your career, in order to get unstuck from a career, from a work life where you're under-recognized every day for the hard work that you do, where you're undervalued, you're not paid what you really should be because you're making such a huge impact. In order to get unstuck from that, you need an expert, a professional coach, a professional who is going to be there to guide you along and help create sustainable results. Not just, okay, here's some Band-Aid advice, and then maybe it works for a little bit, but it's not sustainable. So you don't want amateur results. And what happens when you get advice from amateur coaches, amateur mentors, people who are not professionally trained to coach you, what then happens is it's the blind leading the blind. Because you're blind, admittedly, that's why you're listening right now, is because you're admitting that there is something that I need to shift. There is something that I'm not seeing that is preventing me from creating the career results that I want so that I could really finally get that promotion and finally get past that 150K a year area and finally get into the salaries that start with a 2. You're blind to that. And so if the person who's trying to help you is not a professional, they're blind to it too. And you don't want to be the blind leading the blind. So stop. You don't want the blind leading the blind. Stop wasting your time, your money, and energy with amateur coaches. Stop wasting your time with people who are simply volunteering. Hey, yeah, sure. I can help you out. I'm not going to name names, but there are plenty of platforms out there that are like that. Get free coaching or cheap coaching from people who are amateur mentors. My love goes out to them, but what they're great at isn't being technical managers, technical leaders. They're not great at coaching and being an expert in the art of helping people to make sustainable change. That's number 2. What's number 3? The number 3 sign that you're getting terrible career advice, it's that it's from, that advice is from a coach that your organization hired. Really, that it's from anyone inside your organization. Career advice from anyone inside your organization is within the echo chamber of your organization. It's not unbiased advice. But even more so, what we often see is that people work with coaches who their organizations hired. And I'm going to say it, and this is not going to be a popular opinion, those coaches cannot help you create the change, the kind of change, and give you the truth, and give you and ask you the questions and be able to help you, because you're not paying them, the organization is. They've signed a contract with your organization, with the company that you work for, and the company that you work for is paying them, which means their loyalty does not lie with you. Their loyalty lies with the organization. So, for example, if the organization is saying, there's no money for raises, there's no money for promotions, we can't do this, and that coach is getting paid by the organization, then that coach, whether they do it with awareness or not, they're not going to be able to coach you to get that promotion. They're going to coach you to stay and keep working for them for the same amount of money. Let's say you want to leave that organization. That coach who was hired by that organization to keep that organization's interest at heart cannot, with integrity, coach you to leave that organization. So if your coach is from the organization that you work for, you're getting terrible advice from them because it's not unbiased. That's why the way that we work, organizations don't pay us. Tech managers do. Our loyalty lies with the technical managers who we work with. And we give them the best advice when we get to the truth around what's best for their career, not what's best for the organization that they work for. Number 4, another sign that the career advice that you're getting is terrible, no good, ignore it, is that it's based on an N of one. It's based on one person's experience. We see this all the time. We hear this all the time. Yeah, you know, I got this advice from my friend. My friend got this promotion. My friend landed this awesome job. My friend finally got this raise. She figured out how to do it. And so, and then she told me what she did and basically said, here's what you should do too, because it worked for me. An N of one is not reliable. It's not valid. is idiosyncratic, is based on that one person's career goals, that one person's context, that one person's personality, that one person's model of the world. And if you want to go ahead and try and roll the dice and see if what they did is going to work for you, you certainly can, but it's certainly not proven. It's basically an anecdote. It's an anecdote. It could be a cool story and it can inspire you, but it doesn't mean that you follow the how of what they did. You see, wow, this is possible. And you find coaches like us where our advice, our recommendations, our strategies, our systems, our support are based on an N of hundreds of technical managers. So it's not anecdata, it is data. And that's why our systems are proven. So here's the thing, you may say, okay, all right, great, I'm gonna go ask three friends. They all got promotions. They all got where they wanted to go in their technical careers. So I'm gonna ask all of them. The plural of an anecdote is not data, it's anecdata. It's still terrible advice because it's only based on an N of three. And again, it's not coming from an expert who's there to support you. It's coming from someone, hey, this worked for me, do this. And how do you reconcile, right? Because most likely if you ask three of your friends, they're gonna tell you like five different things. How do you reconcile it? You can't. So make sure that you're not spending any time, any money, any energy, any of your resources on taking advice, on taking action based on someone telling you something and it was just based on an N of one. You're wasting your time. I don't want you to do that. Number five, another sign that you're getting terrible career advice and you're wasting your resources. You're stressing yourself out. You're unneedingly stressing yourself out. Another sign is that the advice you're getting is arguing with reality. If the advice you're getting is arguing with reality, it is terrible advice. And this advice often looks like this. Let me give you an example. Oh, you want to level up and you want to be a manager. You want to be a leader in tech. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you should do. First, you need to get your MBA. What area you want to be in? Oh, you want to be in information security. So you need to get all of these information security certifications as well. Oh, you want to be in project management or even something like that? You need to make sure that you get project management certified. You need to make sure that you go and take these courses on product management. That's what you need to do. That advice is arguing with reality, because that advice is coming from a place of, this is the way the world should work. They should recognize me for all the letters after my name and for all of the certifications that I have. It's arguing with reality, because the reality is, doesn't matter how many letters after your name. I know. And you know what? All the love to them. We all have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses. But I know some managers, they're not our clients, by the way. I know some managers who have lots of letters after their name, and they actually don't know how to manage their way out of a paper bag, because it's not the letters after your name that creates change, that creates transformation, that creates value. It's you showing up as an amazing leader and taking action from that place. Another piece of advice that's arguing with reality, just put your head down. Don't say too much, or else you're going to come off as overconfident. I just want you to put your head down, do the work, and that's how you're going to get recognized. And that's arguing with reality, because the reality is that's a terrible way to get recognized. The way that you get recognized is that you evangelize your excellence. You speak up from a place of integrity, from a place of authenticity, because if you do not speak up, there's nothing to hear. There's nothing to recognize. So stop putting any resources toward listening to advice that is arguing with reality. That's number five. Number six, the advice is terrible career advice if it's focused solely on leadership strategy and not at all on career strategy. Again, this is going to be an unpopular opinion because there are many, many, many leadership coaches, leadership consultants, leadership books, leadership experts, I'm putting that in bunny quotes for those listening on the podcast, out there. Just search leadership on Amazon. It'll make your brain explode. It's like in the millions. So this is one of the reasons why we're different and why our approach works in helping tech managers like you to build your dream career and the other people's don't, is because, yes, we absolutely help our clients with leadership strategy, but it is plugged into a larger outcome of, I want to upgrade my career. That's why I want to be a better leader. It's one of the reasons why. We want you to be a better leader, and we absolutely help our clients to do that, to become and to step into the identity of the most powerful leader they can possibly be. But look, in my 20 plus years of helping other humans get what they want in life, whether it was in my, you know, my past life as an academic or in my current life as a career coach for tech managers, that's not enough. It has to be to say, I want to be a leader. Yes, that feels good. It also has to be attached to a larger outcome, a larger mission, a larger purpose in your life. So the advice that you're getting has to be connected to your career as well. Because at the end of the day, why do you want to be a better leader? Yes, because that's who I am, because I want to make an impact. And it's also because this is my career, this is my purpose, this is my mission. How do I live it even stronger in an even more powerful way? So if all you're getting is leadership strategy, leadership tactics, read these leadership books, it's terrible advice. Stop listening to it. Stop wasting your time and energy on it. Speaking of which, number 7. So this is related. If the advice that you're getting is solely based on information and not based on transformation, it's terrible advice. If it's based on information without at all being based on transformation, it's terrible career advice. And I want to be really clear what I mean by transformation, because it's a word that's thrown around a lot, and a lot of people say the word and they have never seen and created actual transformation in their own lives or for others. We are in the business of transforming people's lives, tech managers' lives. That's what we do. We've transformed our own life. We're currently on our epic road trip. We're in St. Louis, by the way, for those of you keeping track, enjoying. We went to the St. Louis Zoo. It was wonderful. Spent some time with some friends at their farm. It was absolutely awesome. So Rob and I are blessed and grateful to have created this transformation and freedom in our life. And so I want to be really clear what transformation means. Transformation, when you are living a transformative life, when it's a transformative experience that you're creating, or that person who's giving you advice is helping you create, what that means is that you are able to take inspired action, intelligent action, to create a massive ROI in your career and in your life. You're taking those actions, you're putting in the effort, you're spending your effort, and yes, often you're spending money as well. You're investing money and time and effort and energy and other resources in order to create a massive return on that investment. So yes, you put in that energy, you put in that focus, and on the other side of it is, boom, a 20, 30, or 40% raise. On the other side of that investment in time and money and resources and effort is, boom, that promotion to director or VP. Or on the other side of that, the return on the investment is you get to land, you created your hell yes job. You landed your hell yes job, and it is even better than you ever imagined. It's the exact dream company in the dream location with the dream team. That's what focusing on transformation means. Information, focusing on information, what that means is essentially go read this book. Go implement, go learn this strategy. Go learn the five key points of this leadership strategy. And go and do that. Read this book, watch this podcast, listen to this podcast, watch this podcast, listen to this video. Consume information, keep consuming information. It's based on the lie that information consumption is what helps you create what you want in your life. It doesn't. Action does. So the advice, the recommendation needs to come from a place of here's the action you're committed to taking. And that's what our coaching is based on. Number eight. If the advice is coming from someone who has not helped other tech managers to create the career outcomes that you want, it's terrible advice. As I think about that for a second, this is simply logical, folks. Let's say where you're sitting right now, you're feeling stuck in your career, and you know you're absolutely capable of getting that promotion to director level. You're absolutely capable of it. However, right now, you are in more of a manager level and getting paid at the manager level. And what you want to do is break through and get that promotion and get that raise. Or maybe you've decided you want to go on the job market to land a position as director of engineering, director of data analytics, director of information security, you know, whatever it might be. We help all kinds of technical managers of all sizes and stripes and shapes. We love you all. That's what you want to do. That is the change you want to create. You want to go from under-recognized, underpaid as a manager to as a director who is getting paid your worth, $200K or more, while you have loads of freedom in your life. Why on earth would you take the advice from someone who has not done that themselves and has helped other people to do it? That's the key. This is the one that brings it all together. If there's one I want you to listen to, it's this one. Because it's not enough to just say, oh, here's this one other person that did it. I'm going to take their advice. Because it's based on an N of one. That person is most likely not an expert coach. And that person most likely has beliefs around this is the way the world should work. And here's what you need to do. And it's probably based more on information and not transformation. Yes, it's important that the other person that is helping you has actually done that thing themselves. It's like, yep, I've been down that hole. I can help you out of it. I've been down that hole. I can help my clients out of it. Rob, my co-CEO, has been down that hole. We can help our clients out of it. And number two, we have proven results. In other words, we've helped clients to create that transformation. We've helped other people to do that. That's where our proven systems and strategies come from. Not just based on what we've done, but based on what has worked for hundreds of other technical managers as well. So those are the eight signs that you're getting terrible career advice. Stop it now. Stop taking the advice. Like that old Bob Newhart skit. Stop it. Just stop it. I don't want to see you struggling anymore. So then the question becomes, okay, how do I find the best advice? And so what if what I'm saying is resonating now, what I want you to do is book a call with my team right now, thepeoplesnack.com/book. Because what we're going to be able to do is help you on the path toward not just getting better advice, that's part of it, but we're not just here to give you advice, we're here to empower you to create your dream career. That's what this is about. And if you're ready to start politely, kindly saying thank you for this advice, I have an expert career coach who is here to help me create a transformation in my career. I really appreciate that advice, but I got this. If that's what you want, I want you to book that call right now, thepeoplesnack.com/book. And this is not just about advice. This is not blaming or shaming anyone. I know you're all out there to help others, and the people who are giving you advice are wanting to do that too. But this is about your career. This is about your purpose. This is about the impact that you're capable of making, and the money, and the impact, and the freedom, and the time, and the flow. and the sense of ease and the sense of peace that you're leaving on the table. Because right now, if you're listening, you're stressed. You're stressed out. You're burning the candle at both ends. You're burnt. You're crispy. You're very close to being burnt toast. Because you're tearing your hair out, trying to figure out why work is so freaking hard and why no one is recognizing you for all of the hard work that you're doing. We can help you with that. ThePeopleStack.com/book. It'll bring you to our calendar page, enter your time zone, pick a time that works for you, and then enter your name, your email, your phone number. It'll be on my team's calendar. It'll be on your calendar. Show up for that audio only Zoom call so that you can prepare for that to get you the truth around what's not working in your career. And if we can help you, we will absolutely get to the truth and tell you what that would look like. Their career clarity calls. Get that clarity you finally need at thepeoplestack.com/book. Much love to everyone from St. Louis, Missouri, or Missouri, depending on which part of the state or the country you're from. And we look forward to talking and connecting with many of you soon, and see you on the next episode. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.